You're back with Greater LA on KCRW. Thanks for being here. I'm Steve Chiotakis. There is a gargantuan project going on in Inglewood that is set to change LA's sports world and kind of everything else in that neighborhood, too, for decades to come. A $5 billion, 70,000-seat stadium is more than two-thirds of the way done, and it now has a name, SoFi Stadium. SoFi stands for Social Finance Corporation, which is essentially a bank that offers loans and refinancing. Who knows how much they paid to get their name plastered on the behemoth structure? No one would say. It's estimated at hundreds of millions of dollars over the course of 20 years. But it is a name that you are going to hear over and over again during football season and even outside of it. Petros Papadakis, another Greek-American radio guy, co-hosts the Petros and Money Show on AM 570 LA Sports, and he's with us right now. Petros, Kalispera.
Yasure.
Yasure.
Thank you for having me, and it's a thrill to be on your show. And yes, they are building this stadium as we are speaking.
I certainly hope you'll reciprocate, Petros. Anyway, I will tell you, we've got this giant thing going on. Where were you when the name was announced? Like, were you like me when I thought, wait, what's it going to be called?
I heard it twice. I heard it when everybody kind of said this is what it's going to be, and then I heard it when it was the official word, and now the very first event is going to be a Taylor Swift concert that would be next July, so 2020, July 2020.
Is that an appropriate break-in, do you think, Taylor Swift?
I guess. It's a pretty corporate stadium. She's pretty corporate artist. It seems that it would work pretty well. And this stadium, just like the Dallas Palace in Texas, if you've ever been to Arlington and been in that thing. And I'm a guy who kind of, maybe it's because I'm a Greek like you, but I do like antiquated things and old stadiums. I grew up in the LA Coliseum, which is a World War One memorial stadium.
Right.
And there's a lot of those around the country. I just came from the one in Nebraska, which is a memorial stadium, World War One. The one in Illinois is also a World War One memorial. Same up at Berkeley. And those ones, you know, it's kind of tricky when you try to do naming rights on those. I think they did up at Cal. But I do have to say that thing in Texas is pretty darn impressive.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful stadium and really accommodating to everybody, from the TV companies that come in to put on the games to your average everyday fan. And then the one in Atlanta is supposed to be better than that. And this one, SoFi, in Inglewood, is supposed to top them all. So it even has its own name for the Jumbotron.
Oh, it does. What is
it? The Oculus.
Okay.
It's a 110-yard Jumbotron that's going to keep
insane.
Us staring at it like the monolith.
My gosh.
Yeah.
Petros, if Stan Kroenke's paying billions for this place, this is just part of the business model, right, to recoup the money, these naming rights. How else do you think he's going to make money with this stadium? I mean, are we talking about he owns the Rams. He's going to lease the stadium to the Chargers, who are going to play there too, right?
Correct. They're going to have big concerts there, like the Rolling Stones, if they're still alive, Taylor Swift, whatever else, big giant shows, the Pac-12 championship. Is probably going to move between there and the Raiders Stadium in Las Vegas. There'll be maybe a preseason event every year between college football teams. You know, maybe Clemson plays Oregon, you know, or something like that to start the season off, one of those kickoff classic type of games. So I don't think you'll have the monster trucks. There'll be a little highbrow for that. But
of course,
you'll have, you know, villas, condos, places for people to live. There'll probably be a gigantic mall. I think there'll be a production studio, like the NFL Network will probably move into the stadium there or into the facility near the stadium at a certain point. So really what they'll try to create is a LA Live type of vibe. And as a guy who grew up when I was in college, living in the downtown area on a few different occasions, I lived downtown in LA before they built Staples Center, believe it or not, when I was first at USC. And then when I was done playing football and I was doing media stuff, I lived on Olympic and Grand after they had built Staples Center, but before LA Live.
Yeah.
And this will be like, eventually it'll be like the LA Live model, with a stadium that's three or four times as big and about 1,000 times more modern.
The city of Inglewood has to pay for the infrastructure, right, though, to get people in and out of the stadium?
Yeah, I think, you know, it'll be interesting because everything, it's one thing to have something, if you're an Angeleno, you know. If something's downtown, we all have so many more options to escape, right?
Yeah.
And if something is on the west side, that is not the case. And Inglewood is most definitely on the west side. And it reminds me of when the Lakers were great playing in the Forum. That was a nightmare coming in and out. And we were a much different city 20 years ago with the Lakers in the Forum. So they've got a lot to consider. Mayor Butts is the guy to call. Mayor.
Oh, we've talked to him. We have certainly talked to him before about it.
I'm just a football analyst.
No. Because it's $5 billion out of Stan Kroenke's pocket, but he's getting a lot back out of it, and including those city infrastructure projects that go along with it that the city's going to have to pay for vis-a-vis the taxpayers.
Right, and what Kroenke will tell you is, you know, whatever, man, I'm building the stadium, because that's really what you need to get something like this in the city of Los Angeles. That's why this is happening so late in our lives. I mean, we've been talking about a new stadium for decades and decades, and it's been from everywhere, from Irwindale to Carson to downtown. You know, I mean, we've seen every blueprint in the history of the world.
Yeah, you remember Farmer's Field?
Yeah, of course I do.
That never.
Everybody thought Sam Farmer, the LA Times writer, was the guy behind it. This thing is happening because this man is a billionaire and he's putting his own money into it. So he will shrug his shoulders at any infrastructure whining from the city of Inglewood. But I'm sure there's a great deal of red tape and bureaucracy to cut through. But it is happening.
Yeah.
And we'll be all over it when it does. We'll go out there and wear the hard hats and try not to get shot with streamers.
Ella Petros Papadakis, half of the Petros and Money Show on AM 570 LA Sports. Yasu Petros.
Yasu and Kalinikta.
Kalinikta. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Take care. That's it for today. Thank you for being with us today on the show. And next week, a refuge for the homeless, gyms. But how much of a refuge? Next on KCRW, the bookworm reads Between the Lines. We're online at kcrw.com/greaterLA. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for the ear. Have a great day.